All right, guys, it's that time. We are here to talk about wholesaling. My name's Rick Ginn. If you guys don't know me, I've been doing this for 20 years. And today is kind of a neat topic because I haven't talked about it nearly as much. But I'm going to show you how to make 25K the easy way dealing with FSBOs on Zillow. And I'm going to give you a four-step process. And it's really simple. And I'm going to be honest with you. Most gurus who teach this, they just create a huge time-wasting skill for you. Wholesaling in Zillow, especially the FSBOs, there is a certain type of Zillow listing you're looking for. You cannot just do generic ones, or you're going to have to go through tens of thousands of leads just to get one shot. If you watch today's live, I will cut it down to four simple steps. And my focus is solely on trying to find wholesale deals. You see, anybody can find a property for sale, but finding a wholesale deal within a FSBO, within Zillow, is going to require a skill set, and you need to know what to look for. Honestly, I've looked all over the internet, and everyone just starts randomly calling. And honestly, most gurus are going to focus on like calling agents. And I'll tell you, that is your number one waste of time. Agents are there to defend their sellers and to vet you, and you are going to have a miserable fail rate. So without further ado, let's get into it. Let's talk about it, and we will take questions after it. Guys, use the comments, introduce yourself. Let me know where you're from. Let's jump into it. Let's talk about Zillow leads. So the most important thing you need to understand is Zillow leads. What type of wholesaler are they for? To be honest with you, I don't use this technique. Now, I've been doing this for 20 plus years, guys. And if you understand that, you'll understand why I don't. It's not that I'm beneath it. And honestly, I did FSBOs on Craigslist for a long time. But the reality is everybody's got to start somewhere. So I'm going to start out with a brutal truth that most people won't tell you on this, and it is the absolute truth. So what type of leads are these for? Mostly, I'm just going to hit you in the mouth with the truth here. You ready? It's for a broke wholesaler. Now, I'm just being brutally honest with you because I want you to think about it. If you actually had money, you had the skill set, you had the experience, you can step up in leads. The honest truth is Zillow, FSBOs are the bottom of the barrel. It doesn't mean they're bad for you, though. I have watched thousands and thousands of people on Flip with Rick on my channel here learn how to actually go into Zillow and find leads. And what I want to do today is give you the exact criteria so you don't waste your time calling sellers that have a ridiculous wish list with an agent. Honestly, that makes really good like content, but it will never help you out. Honestly, you're literally wasting your time. Think about this. Who puts their house on Zillow on a FSBO? They don't want to pay a realtor agent. They're usually very unrealistic on their price, and they're a know-it-all. Huge egos for the most part. The reality is, do you want to deal with thousands of people just like that? I'm going to show you how to filter through them, because if you attack it from that, you're just going to get frustrated and you're most likely going to quit wholesaling. Now, I've already told you, it's not my favorite lead strategy, but if I'm broke, it's my new favorite. Think about this. If I'm broke, I have no money to do skip tracing. I can't pull leads. I can't do list services. Like, what are you going to do? You go to Zillow, right? It sounds perfect on paper. And it is. But you've got to look for the right leads. So think about this. You get the seller's name. You get their phone number. You get property pics. And you get the entire property history from the day they listed it to what Zillow gives you a Zestimate on it. And honestly, it actually sounds completely perfect. If you think about it, listen, if I'm broke, I can't do skip tracing. I can't get list lead services. I'm going to go crazy with driving for dollars. I'm going to use free skip traces, and I'm going to use any type of FSBO I can get a hold on. And it's not just limited to Zillow. You can go to Redfin. You can go to a million different sites online to figure this out. But the most important, you have to filter this criteria, because when you see 10,000 listings in an area for Zillow, very few of them are the ones you actually want to call. And honestly, why waste your time with it? You got to understand, the information is not free. The hustle is not. The information, sorry about that. The information is for free. The hustle is not. So if you have a strong work ethic, you have a desire, and you are, your conviction is through the roof to be an amazing wholesaler. Maybe you're young. Maybe you're starting over. Hell, we all got to start somewhere. And there is no shame in starting with Zillow FSBOs. Honestly, the data is awesome. Now, it's going to require more work, which means you are going to require more hustle in doing this. You have to understand this part of it. If you understand that, then this is a very, very doable way to get wholesale deals. But most people do it completely backwards. So the first thing we're going to have to do, guys, I want you to think about this, is you've got to find the market you want to pick. Now, if you're in your local market and you're doing it, then you can skip this section. But the reality is most of you are doing Zillow FSBOs and you want to pick the most ideal market you can work in. And how do you find the most ideal market? And that is crucial. Now, most of you are just guessing, or you watch somebody's YouTube video, and I'm here to tell you, don't do that. You cannot guess. You have the freedom to go anywhere you want in the United States. Make it count. Absolutely make it count. So here's the first thing I would do. If I am brand new to wholesaling and I want to call on Zillow FSBOs, pick the best market for you. Now, you can do research online, you can join investor groups, and you can collect data and see where people point you to. But here is one thing you got to understand. You have to verify the data. Wholesalers brag, they let their ego get in the way, and they go all over the internet. Just because they did one deal in one market doesn't make it a great market. Now, if they did five or six and you can find two or three other wholesalers doing it, that's a strong indication it might work, and that's a great place to start. So I want you to start by reverse engineering other wholesalers that are having success. And for God's sakes, do not take their word for it on the internet. 90% of the people are completely lying. Take that data and reverse engineer it. You can look up, get on their cash buyers list. You can see if they have a property for sale list. Most of them do it way illegally. They're trying to be real estate agents. You should never do it that way. Get the zip codes where they're having success with, and look at the average price that they're listing these properties for, and you can reverse engineer it. So once you have that data and you do that, or you can do it this other way, is you want to locate the market median price you desire in that area. So if you're randomly picking, if you have an intuition, say it's somewhere in Tennessee, say it's somewhere in West Virginia, that's fine. Go up there and I want you to look up the average US. I want you to look up that average market's price. Why? Because there is a certain number in wholesaling where your success goes way backwards. And I want you to start and understand, what is the United States average price? That's all you have to understand. Start with a number that you can grasp. So if the average in the United States, it's roughly $410, take or give $5,000 either way, but it was $410, $413. It keeps trending. It's only been trending up. Now, if you guys track this number in the last 3 or 4 years, it's absolutely insane where it's gone from. But that is the minimum. That is the number on average. Now, keep in mind, that takes in the high markets and it takes in the low markets. And the reality is you have to be well below this number, in my opinion. Okay. Once you get to a certain number, we all know when you get close to $1 million, everybody wants a broker and an agent, and they will never even acknowledge a wholesaler because they're just too smart for their own britches. And for the most part, I think they're wrong about that, but it is what it is. Don't waste your time going in the big numbers. Now, ideally, I would look at like 250, okay? That's, if we get rid of the really high markets, the San Fran, the Manhattans, the Miami, stuff like that, it should push the number down 250. 250 is not a rule, but it's where I've had a ton of success. I would like to have a two number in front of it or an extreme low three. If you follow those rules and find a population, ideally 100K. If it's 75 to 80, it's not the end of the world. If you're 50 or below, you're going to struggle terribly in it. So You guys have already watched me do a virtual market wholesaling videos. I'm not kind of teaching the whole thing here because it takes too much time. We want to focus on Zillow. So once you do that, you've established your market. It meets the basic credentials I just explained. Then once again, you can verify it with other wholesalers, get on Facebook groups with investors. Usually it's just the city and then investor groups, and look them up. They're a dime a dozen. They're absolutely everywhere. Look for active groups that have members of like 5,000 or more. Don't do these 100 or 200. They're a waste of time. And then once you do all that and you go, hey, Rick, I'm going full forward. I'm going for the Zillow FSBOs in that market. That's awesome. Now, I want you to understand this. Before you do this, before you put in all of this work in Zillow's, and nobody else ever really talks about this, the first thing you have to do, step one, once you meet the criteria, because we're just starting now, okay? You have to find your cash buyers. Because if you get a great deal and you've got to close it quickly and you haven't taken the step to even locate cash buyers or find out what cash buyers want or what they want to pay, you are in jeopardy of losing your first Zillow FSBO lead. It's the truth, guys. This is one of the biggest complaints I get on my show here. It's like, Rick, I got a great deal. Can you find me a cash buyer? I'm not a miracle worker, guys. And honestly, if you don't have a 30-day inspection period or at least a 30-day close, it is a challenge because some good deals take 10 to 15 days to get done. How can people do that? Here's the secret. They go find legitimate cash buyers. They vet them and they make sure they're quality cash buyers. And guys, you only need 4 or 5 in an area. These wholesalers that tell you they got 5,500 cash buyers, it means they've got thousands of other wholesalers trying to poach their list. So I'd rather you have 5+ quality cash buyers in the virtual market you're going to go. Why? Because it's going to give you more confidence that you're buying in the right area, that you're at the right price points, and you are finding demand for your customer. You see, your cash buyer is your customer. Your product is your seller. And if you don't identify what your customer needs like any other business, you are going to be SOL. I promise you on this one. Guys, I used to jump in the virtual markets before it was even a thing. And I learned this lesson the hard way. If you do not know what your cash buyers want, this business is brutal. And I'm telling you. So please don't skip this step because it is crucial for your success when dealing with Zillow FSBO leads. So guys, if you have questions, put them in. I promise you when I finish this up, I'll get going. So how do we find cash buyers? Just go through the basic list here because remember, this is a crucial part in getting your Zillow FSBO leads. And I promise you the best part is coming up. Call your 4Rents. You can find them online. It's very easy. You can find them in Facebook groups, Craigslist. It doesn't matter. The second one is pull your cash buyers list. If you have a list service like listrei.com, it's very simple to pull this data. You just use the filters and you can narrow it down. And the tighter you have the data, it's got to be 6 months or less. 1 year ago, these cash buyers come and go like the wind. So I wouldn't rely on stuff like a year or older. Now, if for those of you that don't have paid lists, and we're talking about free and the hustle, is I teach a technique. You can go over to freewholesaling.com and I teach you how to do a list source hack where you can find out where the cash buyers are and you can actually narrow it down to the zip code. I actually did a 1 hour presentation on this. I'm not here to talk about this, but it's free. So you don't have listrei.com. I don't care. I get it. Most of you are just getting started out. So if you use the list source hack, you can actually find the cash buyers in the areas you're looking for, your virtual markets, and you don't have to buy the list. Now, it's not going to give you their information, but it's going to tell you where the best cash buyer markets are. So I would start kind of with there. It really works. Now, another free way is just find your real estate agent cash buyers agents in the market you're looking for. They should be all over the internet. If not, you can find a local real estate agent that will pull this information. They represent cash buyers, and honestly, they are my absolute favorite. You know why? They pay top dollar, they close quickly, and the real estate agent looks at the property, so their buyer could be anywhere. And I love them because they just want to get paid a commission, and 9 times out of 10, you just pay them their full price. Why? Because they typically overpay for the properties because they feel like it's an easy deal. Now, I'm only looking for real estate agents that understand that working with someone like me as a wholesaler, it's going to be an assignment, a contract. If they don't understand this, don't use them. It'll be an absolute nightmare. I'm just going to forewarn you. But this is the only time I really like to use agents. They represent cash buyers, and most of them are struggling to find good deals, especially wholesale deals. When they find them, they could be one of your buyers for life. These are quality agents. Don't go around them, because they will pay you more than what, if you go, well, crap, I got to pay them 3 to 6%. Honestly, they pay 10 to 15% higher than your average cash buyer. And that's why I really like to do them. Now, let's get to the meat of this, because this is really what you're watching me for at this point. How to pull Zillow leads for wholesaling. And I want to emphasize the word wholesaling. Anybody can pull Zillow FSBO leads, and they just sound like a rock star on the internet. Now, you guys know, if you ever watch my son, he loves doing this. And the beautiful part of it is he makes it completely random. He's not calling his grandma. He's not calling his buddy, the real estate agent. He doesn't have the ability to even set people up. He just calls sellers directly. And here's the key part, guys. You ready for this? Here's the big secret. And I don't understand why nobody else talks about this. I see so many coaches and teachers, and listen, I'm all about educating people and I love it. Anyone who gets you excited about real estate, as long as they're not hurting you and they're giving you a viable service, I'm all for it. But here's what you've got to understand. You do not call new listings with real estate agents. You're literally wasting your time. We talk about this all the time. The conflict between realtor and wholesalers, like the Hatfields and McCoys. Why? Because you're literally wasting your time. They don't want to talk to you. I'm sorry. It is the damn truth. And I'm so sick of people teaching this technique. Talking to agents on a brand new listing on a Zillow FSB, on a Zillow. And yes, some FSBOs are for sale by owner, but somehow you guys mix them up with agents. So to prevent this, I'm not even going to do the screenshot. You guys are smart enough to figure this out. When you're pulling up your leads, make sure it's for sale by owner, no agent. And a lot of your deals, if you don't filter that out, even your FSBOs will have agents. And you know what? Any wholesaler can sit there and talk to an agent. Why? An agent's job is to talk to cash buyers or regular buyers. But the reality is they don't want you. They want full price or overpriced. They want their full commissions, and they're going to vet the crap out of you. And let's be honest with you. If you're starting out broke, you're going to struggle with the proof of funds. By the way, you get your proof of funds from your cash buyers, and they are going to snuff you out before you even get started. Honestly, even if they have a great deal, you probably have a 0% success of getting it because you don't know how to talk to them. You don't know how to get around the vetting. I don't want you to get around the vetting. You're not supposed to get around the vetting, and you're talking to the wrong people. They are looking for the maximum price with the least amount of resistance from a buyer, and you are the complete opposite. So how do we avoid that? Please filter out and make sure you don't put any agents on these leads. It's literally a waste of time. I don't know why everybody calls. Anybody can call a real estate agent and list it on like YouTube. It's a very entertaining call, but the deals, it's like a 99% failure ratio. And especially as a newbie, because you don't know how to talk to agents. And the minute they find out you're even a hint of a wholesaler, there's assignment, they're going to run. They're not going to let you assign it. And until you proof up all the cash you can pay for it, they're never going to even entertain your contract. So what I want you to understand this right now, you are direct to sellers, no agents. If you skip this rule, you're literally wasting your time. You understand that? Calling agents on Zillow is, in my opinion, as a wholesaler, especially as a new wholesaler, is a huge waste of time. Now, if you have an acquisitions person that's highly skilled and they're bored out of their mind, knock yourself out. But the reality is most of you watching this is you're doing it yourself. And if you've started recently in the last 90 days, if you use this tactic, if you start to call agents directly, you're going to be busy, and busy means broke. You're wasting your time, guys. Honestly, I have 20 years. I won't even waste my time doing it, because all it is content. Very honestly, if you see all these posting by the coaches and stuff, these deals never go through. They're just entertaining talks, and anyone can do that. You can talk to your churn blue. You might as well talk to someone that you can make money with. So direct to seller, no agents. That is part of pulling the leads. So now that we know that, step two, 100 day plus old listings. Why on earth, even a FSBO or an agent, if it goes on the market within the first 7 days or the first 30 days, are they going to entertain a lowball offer? Think about why they put it on there. I can save the real estate agent. I can put it in my pocket, and this will be a no-brainer. Honestly, FSBOs, they're difficult people. In a way, agents are actually easier because they're unrealistic. Why do I want 100 days? I'm not guessing on this number. It's already proven data. I used to use 90 days. Actually, I used to use 75 days, push the 90, push it to 100. In the perfect world, I'd push it to 120. But what happens after 100 days? All of a sudden, the market has spoken to them. And when the market is brutal to them, people go, you're way overpriced. You're crazy. Your house is junk. And they beat them up. They get hundreds of calls like this. And after a while, it gets very defeating. You want this. This is where the opportunity for a wholesale deal is. Listen, if you just want to get $3,000 off on a deal, call an agent, knock yourself out, because they're typically overpriced by 10 to 15%. But the real opportunity is here. These properties have to sit in the market and they have to stink it up. And the market is brutal. People are nasty. They are not nice. And they will just tell them your house is ugly. You're overpriced. You're absolutely crazy. And after a while, the sellers start to believe this. And only when they get that data can you even explore entertaining what we call a lowball offer. Do you understand that? Why on earth, if somebody puts a property on the market for $200,000 in day one, why on earth are they going to even entertain your $100,000 offer? They're not. They have to be schooled by the market. And without this criteria right here, you're literally wasting your time. Now, I'm talking about wholesaling. If you want to go learn from another coach or a mentor, and you just want to buy properties, or you want to do something creative, knock yourself off. I'm not teaching here. I'm giving you the truth. The truth is they got to be 100 days. Why? Because it starts to stink up and they start to get a little bit desperate, and they will now talk and entertain your offer. In the beginning, they're pretty nasty to you. Like, you guys know it. Put it in the comments here. Have you ever called a brand new listing on a FSBO and Zillow, Redfin, whatever it is? They are brutal. They think they have gold, and they think they're going to get over their ask price. And the reality is, these things, I've seen listings for 2 years on the market. It's absolutely nuts when people do it. Now, that's, so no agents, right? 100 plus days. You're ready for the final rule for your criteria. Guys, if you follow these three rules to pull the leads, you'll have a lot more success. You're still going to be busting your ass, and you're still going to use your hustle muscle. But without that, you're going to look at like 10,000 plus leads to do. If I can narrow it down to like 500 or 1,000 leads, I've done my service to you today. So let's do this. Ready? The other one is you have the multiple price reductions. I didn't say one. I said multiple. That means two or more. Why? Because that shows that they really kind of want to let go of the property. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. What a seller lists the property for on any type of FSBO site, whether it be Zillow, Trulio, or Craigslist, you got to understand, like, that's just 9 times out of 10 is their wish price. So once they start dropping, it usually means they want to sell the property. If they never drop it, you're usually wasting your time. Because if it's on the market for 3 months and they don't do one reduction, it might take a year. So 100 days plus, multiple reductions. Guys, this is the path, because think about this. When they start reducing it, they're like, please come to me. I need help. Now, don't be fooled when they overlist it. So say a property's worth $100,000 and they put it at 150 and they put it to 145, 140. Don't be an idiot. Like, just because they list it for it doesn't even mean the value is there. So use Zillow. If you're going into Zillow specifically, there'll be a Zestimate. If the Zestimate's 100 and they got listed for 250, I might just even skip that lead and wait for it to be 6 months old. So you do have to do a little bit of underwriting, but the most important is getting the three criteria so you don't waste your time looking for regular deals on Zillow. No agent, 100 plus days, two or more reductions. If you follow that formula, honestly, and this is kind of the meat of this, and I got plenty more to go on, is you don't waste your time. Guys, you can call, I'd rather you just pull some random list or pull the vacant list or a high equity list and call on that. And I know you got to manually skip trace it if you're broke. So do me a favor, at least increase your odds in doing this. So now you know the criteria. Now you know where to look for them. Now you know the three-step criteria. So let's move on. How do we call a Zillow lead? And this is simple. And if you follow my plan, you'll get straight to the point and you'll figure out how to do this. Now, you know I'm not a big complicated script person, and my son's not either. We believe in kind of getting to the point and filtering through people and getting understanding, because the hardest part about cold calling is filtering. I don't need you to have a 30-minute conversation with every FSBO. The reality is you're looking for opportunity for a wholesale deal. If you're just looking for a slight discount, go learn from somebody else, because I'm here to teach you wholesaling. Wholesaling, we're looking for deep discounts. And the only way you're ever going to get deep discount is through motivation. So the first thing we have to do is we have to filter. So when you call on the phone number, as screwed up as this sounds, sometimes they don't answer the phone. Sometimes when they don't answer the phone, they've literally given up on their listing, which really makes me excited, by the way. So the first thing I'm going to ask is, are you the owner of 123 USA Street? Why? Because sometimes you might be talking to the sister, the brother, the cousin, the uncle. Don't waste your time, guys. Most of you are calling on a single line dialer, meaning your regular phone, or in your Google Voice or your virtual phone number, which is what you should use. You don't have time to spend 20 minutes with a person who's not even the owner of the property. So make sure you verify that first. And I do these questions by order of importance. Next one, ready? So I want you to understand my script here, or my sequential order, because I make it simple, is it's all about setting it up. So if you've set up the criteria and you followed the three criteria rule for wholesaling deals on Zillow FSBOs, every other question after this is a setup question. Are you the owner? At this point, you should get their name down. Get it down right and say, hey, Patty, great to talk to you, whoever it is. Now, my next question is your property still for sale? I know this is a stupid question, but you got to understand we are setting it up. Why? Because I already know what's going on with this property. And I am setting up the ultimate question, because I have to find pain to find a great deal. Now, 95% of the time, of course, the property's still for sale because they overlisted it or they didn't understand the value of the property. And I already know you know the answer to the question. They already know the answer to the question. And it kind of like, yeah, we are reminding them that your property is still on the market for 100 days and you've had multiple reductions and no one's made you an offer. That's kind of basically what I'm saying. Now, my two-step double whammy approach on this script. You ready for this? Is your property still for sale? You go, yeah. Here's what they do. Yes, it is. The next one, you ready? Have the picks been updated from 120 days ago? Now, it could be 100 days. I put 120 for like if it's been on there 120 days ago. Are the picks updated from 120 days ago or 100 days ago when it was listed? We are letting the sellers know that you know. I know that sounds crazy, but like, think about this. If say you got a property that's been on the market 120 days, and trust me, they are all over Zillow FSBOs. It's kind of like, it's basically, this is how you're letting them know. So your property has been sitting 3 or 4 months with no activity. Has the property even gotten worse? And basically you're reminding them, I know your property has been sitting. Now, most people don't ask this question, but remember, now we're doing a setup question. Now, once they know that, is the property still for sale? Are the picks still accurate from 120 days ago? Now they know that you know that this is a really stale listing. So a stale listing is any listing that's 30 or 45 days old, depending on which market you're in. And we're just kind of telling them, like, we know what we're doing. Like, do you know what you're doing? Because do you want to sell this property or not? Because based on the information, either they don't know how to price it or they don't know how to sell it or they have like an extreme wish list. Now, we're cutting out the extreme wish list people because we're looking for price reductions. But occasionally you do have to filter out a person that if the property is worth 100 and they have it listed for 250, I'm not even going to waste my time on that person. And how do I do that? I just look at the Zillow's estimate. It's that easy, especially if you're brand new. So don't overthink it, guys. Now, the next part I'm going to left, after I do that, they're going to kind of, you're going to knock their ego way down. And this is the part they go, hey, who are you? What are you looking to do? You're not a wholesaler. You're just a cash buyer looking to buy the property. And this is where you go to MCTP. If you don't know what MCTP is, do me a favor, go over to freewholesaling.com. I go into grave detail on this, but you're going to talk about their motivation, condition, time frame, and pricing on the property. And if you go to freewholesaling.com, we teach you how to do that in depth. It's easy to do. And this is where you qualify the property and you try to dig the pain out of the property. I promise you there's a reason that property is not selling. Your job is to connect with them, show them empathy, and most importantly, get the truth of why this is going on. And the only way you're going to get the truth is you have to connect with them. You have to be agreeable. I know things are tough right now, blah, blah, blah. And you have to get to the truth. The sooner you get to the truth, the sooner you can figure out if you're going to cut a deal and you don't waste time. And this is where most people, most coaches, most mentors on the internet, they sit there and they record these videos. And it sounds like just a perfect relationship. Unfortunately, 90% with agents, you have to connect directly to the seller. And if you do, they'll be open to doing that. Now, I will tell you this. Once you do that, here is the gotcha question. So we said, hey, is your property for sale? Are the pictures updated from 120 days? We let them know it's been on the market 4 months. We let them know we're an interested cash buyer. And then here's where the next thing is, why hasn't the property sold? Shut your mouth. It is a hard question to ask. And usually I get a long pause at this point. That pause is you listening to the nonverbal communication skills is if there's motivation there. Now, they either have a choice. They can go one way or the other. They can either lie through their ears and keep listing the property forever, or they can decide to give you the truth. The reality is they're probably going to give you right down the middle. And honestly, if you keep them moving, your job is to move them from here, which where they've been for the last 120 days, and move them to the truth. And they'll usually start right about here. And if you build an amazing conversation relationship, you can close that gap and get to the truth. My best wholesaling deals from any type of FSBO takes time to move that truth. Very rarely do I ever close a FSBO deal in one phone call. Honestly, you got to be really good because they don't know you. How many would you guys sell your one of your biggest assets to a stranger over the phone you've never met with? How do you get around that? You build rapport and you build an amazing conversation. I teach you all how to do that at freewholesaling.com. Now, once you get the information and hopefully you can move that truth scale over, I want you to gather up all the data. I don't want you to make an offer right there. It's the worst thing you can do because you sound rushed. It's already been on the market 4 months. Why would you spit an offer out right away? Gather the data, say, I got to do a little research. Let me check with my partner and see what kind of offer, even if I can make it on this property. That's it. Why? Because I want to see if I can get a reach from them. Now, if they go, no, no, please put an offer, might be a different story. But I still want you to resist the urge, gather the information, and I want you to wait at least 24 hours, ideally 48 hours. Guys, it's already been on the market 3 or 4 months. It's not going anywhere. It's not going anywhere. Remember, you, whoever chases the most wins in wholesaling, you need to them to reach out to you a little bit. And don't be surprised after 3 or 4 days, they call you back. And by the way, if they call you back, that is a great sign of motivation. But guys, it's not going anywhere. It's been there 3 or 4 months. Don't overchase because you give them the false expectation that you really desperately need that property. And the reality is you need like basically what we want to ask when we go back and make our offer. What do you need to get rid of this property? I love using words like that. It's really valuable. Now, here's the problem with any type of FSBO special on Zillow. If I asked any seller, hey, Mr. Seller, what do you need to get rid of this property? They are trained like dogs, right? Like, no, 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 no. You call me, tell me what your offer is. Now, you know how I teach you the volley method. It doesn't really work well on FSBOs, period. Now, if you're in person, whole different story, but most of this is going to be done virtually. Here's how we do it. All you do is take what their list price is and make sure it's a real list price. If it is double over what the market is, this doesn't work. All you're going to do is make an offer. This is where you're going to hit them with a lowball offer because we need to see what their bottom line number is. The max you offer is 70% of the list price. Honestly, I prefer you do it at 60. Why? Because I want to find out what their bottom line number is. This is only going to work when you seek any type of FSBO, especially Zillow, when they're 100 days or more on the market, they are without a realtor and they have multiple price reductions. You will not get kicked out. They will start in negotiations, and this is where you negotiate. Guys, if you just took 200 leads like this and used my criteria, it's better than calling on 10,000 random FSBOs, especially with agents. Honestly, you'll have so much better success. Why? Because you are seeking opportunity. And if you don't seek opportunity, you're never going to get a great wholesale deal. That's just how this business works. It doesn't matter how many people you call. You're not going to get credit for it. Nobody cares. If you call better quality, you're better off than doing major quantity. If you get quality and you can put quantity on it, oh my God, amazing things can happen. So I would search for these types of online leads with that three criteria. You guys know exactly what they are. If not, replay this video because it will play back and go to all the different sites that you can get them and go direct to seller 100 plus days with multiple price reductions. Hit them at a 70% max, start at 50 to 60 and find out where they're going to counter you at. And guys, when you do it, remember how you said, I got to get back with my partner. This is where you're going to use the good cop, bad cop method. Once again, if you want to know how to do this in detail, I do this in freewholesaling.com. We do role plays, everything with you. But basically, said, listen, my partner, so if it was $100,000 and say I offered $60,000, my partner said, listen, we can offer $60,000. And when they were, $60,000 is crazy. I go, listen, my partner, he's a little crazy. That's why I'm talking to you. I'm on your side. Is there a number that we can actually find a way to make this deal work? So it sounds like you really want to sell it. We're ready to buy it, but I get 60 is not the number, but can you come back with a number that makes sense for you to get rid of this property? And that's it. Just blame your partner. Heck, blame Rick. I'm your partner. I'll be all day in this, all day, all long. Listen, if you buy it at the right price at the discounted number, you know that cash buyers list I told you to set up in the beginning? This gets a lot easier. Because the reality is if you overpay for these properties, which is the number one problem on Zillow FSBO leads, you guys overpay. You're so quick to get a yes because you're so nervous and you're so scared. And then you do all this work and 30 days later, you have nothing. And honestly, sometimes you get people threatening to sue you because you contracted them. You didn't get out of your inspection period. You owe it to yourself to use this technique to get the lowest price possible up front. Because if you do the hard work up front, wholesaling is much easier on the back end. If you like super easy and you buy some sort of guru's coaching kit and they tell you how to search MLS and do all this crap like this, the reality is if you pull these types of lists with agents, you're going to be so frustrated and you're not going to make any money. And especially if you have no money or you gave your last money to the guru, if you did, go over to freewholesaling.com, we'll help you fix that. So guys, you've got to understand Zillow wholesaling deals seek opportunity. We don't just seek sellers. If you just seek sellers, you're just going to do busy work. You're not going to make any money and you're going to frustrate the crap out of yourself. And I'm here to tell you guys, this is true. This is the absolute truth. Honestly, I could sell you a course on this stuff, but why? Why not just trust me on the data? And here's how you trust me. You go out and you put this stuff into action. The reality is these leads are best meant for people that just have no money. They have no other options. I'm fine with it. Honestly, if you can learn to cut your teeth on these types of deals, can you imagine what you're going to do when you have money? And remember, wholesaling is a journey. When you go through that journey, your ups and downs, there is no shortcut. I don't care if you pay a guru 10 grand or I teach you it for free. You're all going to take the same ride. So many people think by paying people and doing like high-end leads that it's a shortcut. It's not. It's actually much more stressful. And honestly, I encourage you to go out and get deals with little to no money. Why? Because if you can cut your teeth on those, you'll understand the value of buying leads, and it's so much more powerful. And honestly, you'll find out if you're cut out for wholesaling. The problem with most of you who buy the Gurus kits is you're vulnerable. You're looking for a quick fix. And the reality is there's no quick fix. You and only you have to do the work. You see, anybody can give you the information, the questions, you're going to do the work. So instead of having a 95% failure ratio on an average Gurus course, why don't you just take my information for free at freewholesaling.com? I do this system completely backwards. If 100 people go to my course and 10 people knock it out of the park, I'm happy. That means the other 90 probably weren't going to put the work in, or maybe they didn't follow the instructions to the market. And I'm tired of every coach blaming the students. The reality is we should stop selling this false promise. Listen, wholesaling is hard. I'm sorry. It is the damn truth. But the reality is it is simple. Listen, why do you think like working out? It's so simple. You can get all the information free on the internet. Why do you think people don't do it? Because you have to be disciplined. And wholesaling is no different. Give me 10 people go to the gym, I'll probably find one or two that are serious about it. And you know what? The other eight, they just go around. You guys go to the gym, people are just looking at their cell phones the whole time, driving me nuts. I sometimes do it. I have to constantly correct myself. The reality is you should be listening to freewholesaling.com, working out your muscles, working out your mind. And the reality is if you want to look busy and go to a gym, then do it. But you're not going to get anywhere. The people that actually put the work in and dedicate and take that 45 minutes to an hour, they get results. Wholesaling is no different. So I'm using this as an analogy. You don't have to be a gym rat to understand this. Honestly, you can work out in your own home with your own body weight just off YouTube alone and just off the internet. Everything's there. The reality is, will people do it? And that's the difference is I'm not here to sell you a pipe dream. Honestly, I tell you the facts. Wholesaling's hard, but it's simple. If you truly want it, you have a strong belief, you have a conviction, go over to freewholesaling.com. I teach it in detail on how to do it. It is up to you if you want to make it work, guys. That is it. That is my technique for cold calling Zillows. And honestly, 25 grand is like a piece of cake. And if you take that data and you make that work, amazing things will happen in your life. So let me see. Let me go through comments. I'm a one-man army today. What's up? Said he finally made it to the live stream. That is awesome. I appreciate it. Love you to have you here. Dre says, exactly how many markets that meets the population and median price requirements? But if you see no one else getting a deals in your market, then run. Had to learn this the hard way. Correct. So how many? You got to do the research. There's a freaking lot of markets. But the reality is this is why you want to do some research before you just pick your market. And please just do not pick it randomly. And don't let your friend or the worst statement you can say to me is I heard or somebody said. That means it's gossip. You're literally wasting your time. But I appreciate the comment. So what's up, Hillary? What's going on? So I put a link in the StreamYard. If you guys want to connect and you want to do a one-on-one, this is the place to do it. You guys know I do the Flip with Rick on Thursdays and it like fills up overnight. This is one of the reasons I do that. let's see here. I'm looking at all the comments. So what's up, Joshua? How you doing, man? Your boss says this is a good one. Even though he has a Brady avatar, it's okay. Damn good quarterback. But how do you keep the conversation going when you lowball and they just want to say no and try to hang up? That's where I teach you the good cop, bad cop, and you can just blame it on your partner. Hell, blame it on me. And you keep, hey, listen, my partner's a little bit nuts. And I kind of expected this reaction from you. And then what you want to do is volley it back to him and counter. What type of number would you consider letting the property go? And you try to keep it on. Listen, some of them are going to hang up on you, but you got to listen. Anytime you can make someone laugh, you can hear a chuckle. If you can get them to make like a conversation back to you, those are good signs you're walking down the right path. Bad signs are when you get yes, no, just give me the offer. I don't want anything else. You get stuck on those types of deals and you've got to understand that. So listen, you're not calling enough people that you don't get hung up on. And I agree with it. It does happen. But the best way to do it is do like the good cop, bad cop method and then switch it over to the volley. So go back in the replays. It'll show you how to do it. I think that's it, guys. So I think I got caught up on the comments. Let me check over here. And if you guys want to hop on the live stream and do a mastermind, just hop in there. And that is it. Okay, let's see here. I don't know what that question is. So let's jump on and let's see here.
Is it Jason? Yeah, it's Jason. Can you hear me?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm good. I've been doing this for a while. It seems like I keep getting these leads to very close to the finish line. And I just feel like I'm dropping the ball on them. And I feel like I'm not filtering, disqualifying enough of them, I guess. My okay. question for you, Rick, I had a couple questions, but, when do we go on the appointment? Because I have this one lead. She, every time I call her, she's a tired landlord. She, she's in so much pain with the property. She's just like talking so much crap about her tenants every time. Just every, okay. like, couldn't be screaming more about a motivation. She's too high on price. And she's like, well, if I don't sell it, I'm just going to sit on it. And as tempted as I am to go out there and kind of like work some magic.
I wouldn't go out there.
You want to go.
So does she own it for cash?
She owns it outright.
Okay. Are the tenants paying her right now?
Yes. One Section 8. So she's getting like 85% of what, like one stop paying the co-payment or whatever. It. So yeah.
So how many properties does she own total? Has she shared that with you?
Yeah. I want to say at least 10 units.
Okay. So here's my rule and criteria, Jason. So like to save yourself a lot of headache from people like this, when they own four or more properties, I call them professional landlords. They're very difficult to deal with.
Okay.
That's just it. The only way she's ever going to consider selling at a discount is if the rent stops and that tenant holds over. That's it. Other than that, you're wasting your time. And with the Section 8, you know how that works. It renews it like every year, sometimes every 2 to 3 years. And the property, I guarantee you, it's going to be a nightmare inside. So all you can do is set up on the follow-ups and send an occasional message and go from there. But like, listen, if she owns it for cash, she's even getting 85% of it. The only way she's ever going to consider selling was the cash flow stops, because she doesn't want to put $5,000 or $10,000 back into the property. I've owned Section 8s. When the cash stops, they are beyond pain. So whenever I have a landlord reach out to me and go, oh, I've got 12 properties, 15, which is common, here's how you simply vet them. Tell me the one property you want to get rid of like right away, your most problematic property. And I focus on that and I try to make an offer on it. And if it doesn't work, I move on. Because here's what they do. They'll call 10 other wholesalers and they drive you nuts. And nine times out of 10, they'll either sell it on their own, they'll keep it, or they'll list it with a realtor. I rarely buy homes from people. I've bought them, but they are a slimmer few. There are less than 20 homes that I've bought from people that have owned four or more properties. They're just a pain in the ass. Like, I don't go on the appointment. So it's local, I assume, right?
Two hours away.
No,
so.
Dude, no.
A little bit of
you're really wasting your time, because the odds are you're not even going to see her anyways. And you'll have to deal with the tenants. So it is what it is. You're looking for the right signs. It's just, once you get where they own four or more properties, they're very difficult. And when they own them for cash, think about it. She's probably an elderly lady, right?
No, she's like 49.
Okay.
She's 49, well, yeah.
Old compared to you.
She's a broker.
It is what it is. I would not waste your time on that type of lead, because there's no way to even – and like how far over is she like on the price you'd pay for it?
So it's weird because she's so emotional. So she got to – the MAO I'm at is around 200.
Yeah.
And in one conversation, she got to 230, 240. But she's like, I would never do 180. I would never do 180. Yeah. And you know, I've so the, seen.
Here's my only suggestion to you. You can try to reverse wholesale it. You know how to do that?
Like get my cash buyer.
Find out what your cash buyer. You don't have to give them the exact address. Or just kind of give them the lay of the land. Mm-hmm. Even like an exterior picture offline that they can't decode. My God, you guys know pictures have like data filled into it.
You can like Google search them.
Do you know that in pictures, especially if somebody has an Apple phone, like if you don't take the privacy stuff off of it, it will give the exact GPS coordinates to where a property is. So the only thing I would do is try to reverse wholesale this thing. Mm-hmm. And then if it doesn't work, I would check with her at like the end of the year and just say, hey, listen, Judy, listen, if the price is 190 and like you get it sold for 195, go, Judy, listen, it's done. It's over at this number. I can get it closed in 2 weeks. Don't you want to be done with this headache? Because the reality is if you go through listing it and doing all the stuff, how in the hell is she ever going to sell it with problematic tenants in Section 8? That's it.
Right.
But sometimes they're just so stuck. I have a dozen people like this in my database right now. Mm-hmm. And all you can do is kind of wait them out. So I reverse engineer and try to get a higher offer price, but one where I'm not going to waste my time. And like the last thing I want to do is put it under contract at like 200 and waste your time to find out no one's going to pay more than 195 for it. So I wouldn't go see it. Okay. I would just use the phone. And sometimes you got to just hit her in the face with it. Just go, Judy, at what point is the money really worth it? Is it, listen, if you get it vacant and get it cleaned up, I'll give you the 210 for it. Mm-hmm. And just go like that. If you'll get the tenant evicted and get them out of there, I'll buy it for that. But she doesn't want to do that. And you know that, right?
Right, right, right.
And find out how long that tenant's there. But your instinct is right on it.
Okay. Can I ask you another question?
Yes.
So I have another lead that is like begging me to take the house. The issue I'm having is the ARV looks to be about 585. And it's a divorce situation, whole life story, trauma type thing.
Yeah.
Without looking at it, I have about $100,000 worth of work on it, which doesn't line up with the decoder chart you guys gave. But I just figured more construction costs that he agrees to, the better. So maybe too heavy on construction, but whatever.
Does it need a lot of rehab?
Yeah, it definitely needs some. I would put it at the top end of like maybe 75K, but I haven't. That's based on his description of the work. I do have to verify it.
Okay.
But it's not. It's not a pretty house. The situation is super stressful. And like, I'm just using your guys' formula, but there's like, I just don't have the confidence to
dude, just get it as low it. As you're overthinking it. Just lowball the damn thing. That's it. Like, you got to seek. Listen, the reality of wholesaling is not like to get the perfect price. And the reality with that's many headaches, unless you get it low, it ain't worth it. So like, don't spend your time. How are you getting your leads mostly?
I pull a list from PropStream and then I manually skip trace it.
Yeah. So you know how I feel about divorces, right?
No, I don't.
So anybody who's been through a divorce, it's hell, dude. And there's usually kids involved. It's a freaking nightmare. And depending on most states, you need consent of both spouses. Mm-hmm. And here's my experience with divorce. And God knows I've been through hundreds, if not thousands. Mm-hmm. One wants to give it away. One wants $1 million. And I'll do all the paper, get it all signed. And the title company goes, you need to get the ex-wife to sign. And here's what they all say to me over my dead body. I didn't call you. I don't want to deal with you. And I hate him. And he called you. And if you have a relationship with him, you're enemy number one. And it's like, it's almost like that every freaking time I go through it.
Okay.
And that's the problem with like divorce. Plus, you have a heavy rehab. Did they live in the house or was it a rehab they bought together?
They lived in it together for 30 years. So it seems to be outdated. He like started tearing up the bathrooms. So like,
so honestly, until you can get consent of both parties, don't even waste your time. Because usually, and this is how it usually is. And ladies, don't pick on me, but it's the truth. The husband just wants to get the hell out of there and the lady wants full price. And I don't blame her for it because the guy probably didn't do anything to repair the house anyway. So if it's worth $585, deduct what you think what the rehab needs to be done on it, and then take off another $50K to $75K. They don't even, if they're not even interested in an offer, move on with your life.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're not wrong with what you're doing. Like, this is the reality is you need a yes for a discounted deal. Just getting a flat out yes is a waste of your time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The dude, divorce are the toughest of them all. Like, they have the highest failure ratio in our lead thing. And I don't pull divorce lists. I know there's people that do it. They're not my favorite because they have such a high failure rate. And sometimes a divorce decree tells them they have to list it with a real estate agent. It's absolutely nuts. So just do whatever it is. Just I cut it like 50, 60%. With a rehab, I would just offer them half the value and see where they're at with it.
Okay.
And remember, you got to check with both of them. So are you just talking to one of the spouses or both?
Yeah, one of the spouses. Yeah.
There you go, bud. And so like, and is it the husband?
It's the husband. Yeah. It's the husband. Yeah.
I've lived this nightmare. Don't spend a lot of energy on it and just let them know, listen, I'm here when you want to sell it. but just ask him his ex's temperature on the property, because if he gives you the number and like she, like you call her and she lights you up, it's not fun. I got enough broad screaming at me between, between moms, grandmas, my daughter and my wife. The last thing I need is somebody else's chick yelling at me. So I'm just telling you, like, it's the divorce, dude. I'm like, how, my immediate reaction every time is, how does your significant, you don't say, how is your future ex going to view this? I don't give a crap. And then when they want to go, did she have to sign it? Dude, just run, It's never going to happen. So most states require consent until they are completely separated, unless they own like an LLC and they're not part of it, then you're legally ready to go.
Okay.
Dude, I'm saving you some energy here, man.
I appreciate
every one of these.
Yeah, because I realized part of my issue is I was spending time on people that they weren't motivated, and I was just
not your life. But the reality is, you're trying to you're trying to keep the hope open, and I'd rather you just let it go and go find another opportunity.
Yeah.
And then some are follow ups, and just some with a divorce one. If she's not even interested, 9 times out of 10, she's like, "I already called my friend who's a real estate agent." I'm like, "Oh God," you know, and just move on. I don't blame her, because remember, there's always two sides to the story. And you just don't want to be caught in the middle, because then you are the bad guy. So, and then usually you can have lawyers lighten you up and you can't sign a contract. And it's just, I've had them blow up at the closing table, like a lot. And I'm just telling you, with a rehab, I'm great. If she's on board, then write up a contract. Make sure you communicate to both of them fairly. And that's the only way. If you think you're just going to negotiate with him and skip her, you're wasting your time.
Right, right. Okay. No, I appreciate that. Can I ask another question?
Sure. Shoot.
Okay. When there's a property, I have another lead that she needs to leave in 30 days. The property's really nice. It needs maybe 10 grand of work. I already actually looked at it.
Okay.
and I just, the ARV is a little questionable. I have my realtor friend kind of helped me on it. It was at 425, 450, somewhere in that range. And I was confused with what a cash offer would look like here, because if it's such a light grand, I mean, if it's 10 grand worth of work, right, that to me is not a flip. I mean, maybe I'm overthinking.
It's not, because 10, I'm telling you right now, guys, I just recently did a it's like an apartment complex. I think it was like 10 units. I'm just telling you, like, I don't like rehab. Now, these are units I own that I do Airbnbs on in a premium location. I budgeted like 15 grand cosmetic. It was 30. And I got the bill and I'm just like, now multiply that by 10. Guys, everything's so expensive right now. And so I assume that's a decent size home.
1,200 square feet.
Well, you're in a little bit of higher of a market, but I'm just telling you, there's I've never seen a cosmetic rehab done under 15 grand. Like unless you're doing the work yourself, but if you're going to hire a professional to do it, they've got to have a profit margin and there's materials. So
right.
Dude, 10 grand, like there's very few houses I've ever seen done for 10 grand. Yeah. Just painting and flooring, you're usually at 10 right off the bat. Mm-hmm. So it is prime for like a hotel deal. The question is, what is its current ARV as it stands with $10,000 of work? 420?
425. Yeah. 425.
Okay. So you got to make an offer that makes sense. And keep in mind, you're going to have to if you're going to sell it to a cash buyer, it's got to make financial sense for them, because to take down a property that big, mm-hmm. it costs money for transaction cost, and they're going to know it. They're not cheap. So you got to make an offer. Listen, if they're not motivated to take it, you can't buy a property for like that at 400, not even close. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because you're looking at whoever buys it, you know, they're looking at 15 to 20 grand just in closing cost alone. Mm-hmm. So it's gotta be sub 300, and it's going to have to be, if you want a profit margin, you got to build a conversation with them and build mm-hmm. rapport. And then you got to go in with a low ball offer. Why? Because I don't want to sit there. Remember, you're here mm-hmm. and they're here. So if you make an offer close to them, they're just going to keep moving and you're going to chase it. Mm-hmm. If you make an offer like right here, you want to see if they're going to come towards you. If not, mm-hmm. it's not a wholesale deal. Mm-hmm. And the sooner mm-hmm. you learn this skill set, the better off you'll do. Your mm-hmm. job's not to buy properties 5 to 10 grand below market. You can mm-hmm. do that on MLS all day long, just off the data. You need stuff with substantial discounts. And the only way you're going to get a substantial discount, 9 times out of 10, is direct to seller. Mm-hmm. And the person has some sort of pressing distress need to sell the property. Mm-hmm. Now, mm-hmm. you're going to have to explore into their pain and see what it is, but that's what you're waiting for. Mm-hmm. Okay. If it's not there, it's not there. And you have to understand that. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Sometimes time is the best motivator, because if that property gets worse and things don't change, listen, mm-hmm. it's challenging in today's market at 7.5% to 8% mortgage rates. Mm-hmm. And the market is starting to reflect that. Remember, guys, I told you everything that happened in real estate is very, very slow. So we're just coming around the corner of the Fed's effect on the market, and it's going to get tougher and tougher to sell these higher priced homes. Mm-hmm. Listen, anything like 250, 260 below, it goes instantly. Once you get around $500,000, it's like, do the math. People are actually mm-hmm. coming up with an extra $2,500 just to make a regular mortgage payment. It's painful. Mm-hmm. And wages aren't keeping up with this, guys. Yes, wages have gone up, but the cost of owning a home has gone through the roof with the Fed's interest rate. So just mm-hmm. listen, stop trying to nail the perfect price and just build a conversation with them, accentuate their pain, and make mm-hmm. them on a lowball offer to open up the negotiations. Because mm-hmm. if you're just going to try to guess of what kind of discount you need, you're never going to know.
Right.
She might sell for 320. She might think she needs to sell for 380, 390. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So go in with a low offer and then just blame your partner and then pull out of it and just see if she chases you at all. And I promise mm-hmm. you, if you do enough of these, you'll find enough people with motivation that will work with you. Guys, mm-hmm. my secret to wholesaling is I don't chase retail buyers. I don't even waste my time. Mm-hmm. If there's no motivation, I move on with my life. The motivation, mm-hmm. in my opinion, just I think it's going to get worse and worse as in these interest rates hold. It's going to be harder. But keep in mind, you need deeper discounts, because the cash buyers that are going to rehab these, they're taking a tremendous amount of risk. Imagine mm-hmm. if interest rates go above 8%, mm-hmm. which is completely possible, by the way, guys. Mm-hmm. The inflation data is coming out this week, and if it ticks back up, they're probably going to do another 0.25% interest hike in the next 90 days, which is going to be catastrophic to the real estate market. So you got to keep that in mind. Okay. Remember, you got to find some sort of chase in your sellers without them letting them know what you're doing. The reality is, when you do a lowball offer and you build great rapport with a conversation, you just shortcut the conversation. And honestly, if they have no interest, then you snuff them out and you move on with your life right away. And then the ones that need follow-up, which some of these need follow-up, the divorce, I don't think it's going to need much follow-up. You just need to ask that question about the ex and then just go on from there. You're starting to smell in the right places. I think you're trying to get a yes, and I want you to learn to get a no. And once you get that gut tingling thing out of your stomach, by the way, somebody did an entire expose on Flip with Rick, like how ridiculous it is I make lowball offers. They don't understand business. I don't run charities. I create win-win situations, and I'm a capitalist at heart. I'm mm-hmm. not a socialist. I'm not here to make this fair for everyone. If you're willing to go through the fight and fight through these leads and do it, which I know you are, just find the ones that want to work with you. And honestly, you can never make someone sell you a house. They always cut this out of my videos. If you want to sell the house and I am a solution for you and it's a win-win for both, let's go ahead and do it. But don't try to make it a win for them and a loss for you. It ain't going to work.
Right.
Does that help?
Yeah.
You're pointing in the right direction. Just keep going through volume and find the ones that want to work with you. And guys, by the way, you're rolling in from Thanksgiving on. It's the best time to find motivation because people make decisions. They've got Thanksgiving, they've got New Year's, they got Hanukkah, and they got the New Year's. This is when people make all their decisions to get rid of things they want to get rid of in their new life, like going into 2024. Don't forget it. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate it, man. Yeah.
Okay, man. I'll see you. Aaron, what's going on, man?
What's going on, Rick?
I do. I'm just I'm just talking to you on a Monday night, man. What's going on?
Yeah. Hats off to Jason, how he does those walking for dollars.
Yeah, I'm just telling you. A lot of people don't understand that the best way to get the best deals is really wholesaling is not just buying houses. And that's the part that I know you get it, but like a lot of people they just want a slight little discount. And I'm telling you, it's not the way to do this, guys. It is not the way to do wholesaling. And there's so many people out there teaching it like that. And if you find people that you can actually help out, people who just want to sell solely on price, you will never win. There is no win. They're looking for a win-lose situation. They win, you lose.
Yeah. Yeah, I just said that because I did 62 driving for dollars today. And it took me 4 hours. But
I know.
I watched Zach's live last night, and I was like, I'm gonna get 500 tomorrow.
Yeah, he's crazy.
There's no way.
He's crazy, man.
But no, my question is, so I have a house I'm actually buying for myself. And the lady said that, yeah, I have it under contract and everything, but she had to do a succession. Well, I told her to go back to the attorney and ask if she can sell before the succession was done, and the attorney told her no. But I'm wondering I know I have an attorney.
Talk to your title company first and see what she's legally allowed to do for the title.
Okay.
And then you give that information back to her. Listen, I'm not an attorney. I'm not going to give you legal advice, but attorneys lie every day. 50% of them lie in court. So right. I have attorneys tell me all the time, you can't do a probate till it's done. It is a 100% flat out lie. And it breaks their ethics of being a lawyer under the bar. But they don't care.
Well,
they want to look good and make you look bad and control their client. So the only thing you do is go get the facts. So it's a pain in the ass to research law. You can look at statutes. I'm not an attorney to do that. The easiest way as a wholesaler, remember, your job is to market and find motivated sellers, which you obviously have. Say, listen, how can she exchange title legally? What can she do? And she's working with a lawyer. What are the options? And then remember, title companies and lawyers that close deals in those particular states, they have to follow the law. There is no wiggle room. It's black and white every time. So once you get it, and what I do is get it in writing from them, then I give it to my seller and say, listen, and usually what they do is they give instructions of what they need to have the attorney do. Remember, who's paying the attorney?
She will be.
The seller.
Yeah.
The attorney works for her. It's not the other way around. Attorneys try to control people because it's what's easiest for them. So you have to flip the narrative, but you got to get the facts first. The easiest way in this situation is your title company and tell them exactly what's going on and say, listen, how could we exchange title like in the next 30 days? And they're going to say, listen, I need a written order that says this, or the attorney has to file this motion. That's it. Like, okay. I don't want you to interpret the law. It's not it's too hard.
Yeah, because I went to that. Y'all had sent us some the bunch of laws where you could read it. But I'm gonna read this one real quick. It's not real long, Rick. It said the sale of succession property, publication of notice of sale, notice of the public sale of property movable or immovable by the secession representative of a small secession shall be published once and only in the parish where the secession is pending, and the property shall be sold not less than 10 days nor more than 15 days after publication. So I don't know if that was what I was looking for, but I'll ask them.
So get that and then get something in writing from the title company. And once you have two factual pieces of information, you look like the hero and not the idiot. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, and if a lawyer says, no, you can't do it, it just means he doesn't want to do it. But then the lawyer's going to have to come back and give proof. And honestly, if that's what the seller wants to do anyways, right?
Yeah.
So just support him. Like, remember, just because they have an attorney title doesn't make them like the boss of the entire transaction. It just drives me nuts. Listen, not all attorneys are bad, but like, let me tell you, the amount of bad attorneys I've seen in wholesaling, it always comes down to control. Because most people are what? They're scared to death of attorneys.
Yeah.
I'm not. And the only way you can fight an attorney's bad information is with facts, statutes, and from other attorneys or from title companies owned by attorneys. If they put it in writing, then you can convince your seller. Remember, your job's not to contact the attorney. Your job's to give the factual information to your seller, because your sellers hire the attorney, and then they can either tell them to implement it. And if the attorney chooses not to, then the attorney can get out of the way and they can hire another attorney to do it. So just try to get the best information for your seller as possible. And it's ridiculous because you're not an attorney and you still have to do this. Remember, these are part of the services we offer to sellers. We try to help them out. And after next time this comes up, you'll know exactly what to do. This is how I figured out probates and I got so good at them.
Yeah.
I found out most attorneys, 75% of the attorneys lie to their clients. You know why? Because no one ever questions them. And once you question them, boy, do they go ice cold and like they will never talk to you again. And they always wind up giving in sooner or later.
Yeah, I've talked to more attorneys this year than I think I have my whole entire life.
No, I know, but like, I don't want you to be a lawyer, but like, you just go, okay, you know, I've heard this enough times. Let me run it by my title company, my attorney friend, and let me look up the statutes myself. Like, oh, gee. And then if you ever give an attorney a statute, boy, do they go nuts. They go crazy on you. So remember, I have nothing against attorneys. I just don't like when they tell a flat out lie saying you cannot sell a property before a probate's complete. Can you give me the statute on that? Because I can't find it. I need a specific statute because I don't see it exist. I've talked to my attorney. He says that's not correct. I talked to my title company and they said they sell them all the time before probate's over. So unless there was a recent legislation change, I need to know what you're signing and where you're getting your information from. And usually it goes way dark. Now, remember, this always comes better from your seller than you.
Right.
So just do that. You'll be good, man.
Okay.
Get this out of the way. Move on to other stuff.
Yep. Appreciate it.
Okay. Two pieces of factual information, then you should be able to put this to bed. Because once your seller finds out her attorney's not really working in her best interest, then she has the right to fire them and go find another attorney. But you're honestly better off convincing the guy just to file the correct document so it can be signed off in the court, because it is a pain in the butt to remove an attorney from like a docket they're working on. It's a lot of work.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate it,
Rick. Okay, man. You know where to get a hold of me, man.
Yes.
Okay. See ya. Okay. I got time for one more. Dimitri, you there?
Yeah, how's it going, Rick?
Good, man. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. So I just had a couple questions. So a lot of times when we do like probates and stuff, they'll be like, oh, like when we're preconditioning them, they'll be like, oh, just to let you know, I want a couple more people to run through. Like recently she said, I want a couple more agents I want to talk to are coming in. I want to talk to them. Just to let you know, I can't make a decision today. Yeah. So how would you approach that?
So I always go back to the original pain of why they, so are you cold calling them or are they calling you?
No, we're cold calling. Yeah. So
it's a little bit different when you're cold calling, cause you're reaching out to them. That is the advantage if you send them a letter and they reach out to you. But I love that you're cold calling them. Mm-hmm. Is you try to find out what their pain point on the property is. Now, listen, the reality of probate, a lot of times with older people, it's predictable, but like when it's other than an old person or like way out of left field, it is usually a shock and they usually have much bigger issues than selling the property. So you have to identify that first. Number two, what's the condition of the property and is it outdated? Like, is it, what would it do on MLS? Does it need a cash buyer or are they going to sell it conventionally?
And no, it's like really bad condition because her mom died in it.
Yeah.
And it's like the smell.
So, here's the problem. Look, so you have to, trash talking real estate agents isn't going to get you far.
Yeah.
So go listen, everything I'm talking to you about is you, most people want convenience and the best price possible. Mm-hmm. Putting a property on MLS that only needs cash buyers is usually a freaking nightmare. Honestly, those properties 9 times out of 10 let, a lot of times they take so much time and so much energy to sell and they list them with agents that don't have a deep cash buyers list. So what I would accentuate, that, you know, you buy these properties cash buyer, I'm already qualified and I know what I'm getting into. But listen, you can't make people sell you the property no matter what you do. I'm interested in buying your house. If you want to list the property and go through an agent and then pay them all the extra fees and do all that stuff and go through inspections and contingencies and take however long that's going to take. I mean, I get it, but like it's night and day. I want to, I'm just trying to make this as simple as possible. Find a number that works for both of us. And if you're interested, I want to do that. Remember, the agent's just listing it. Mm-hmm. What you list it for and what you get, I'm just trying to get you to that bottom line number as soon as possible. But listen, I'm not looking to list your property. And if you want to list it and do that, knock yourself out. Usually, a lot of times when they start talking to you, just listen to the key phrases. I'm looking for simplicity. I don't want inspection, stuff like that. If they go with an agent, it's the complete opposite. So yeah. I always go back and say, hey, Judy, you told me you didn't want to go through inspections. The property's pretty ugly and you just want to cut to the number. And I want to do that with you. But if I have to compare to a real estate agent, remember, they're just listing it. That's it.
Yeah, she was saying because they can't do walkthroughs because she actually like decomposed into the ground. She was there for
a month. I just don't think, just say this, I don't think this property is great for MLS.
Yeah.
And I think you're like, I mean, you have the right to do what you want, but at the end of the day, by the time you get all the fees done, how many months is it going to take and how much money you're going to have to put in the property? And the reality is whoever you list as an agent, unless they have 90% cash buyers, they got to go out and vet all these cash buyers on MLS. What a nightmare. And you know, when you list stuff like that on MLS, because they're going to, and then you listen, they're going to have to legally disclose a lot of stuff on there.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah.
And listen, all I tell is you, I'll be respectful. I'll give you dignity in it. And if we can come to an agreement on a number, that's great. If not, but like you can't compete with real estate agents, dude. Like,
yeah, apparently I think they're trying to wholesale it. The agent she was talking to, cause she was like, she said she can't list it, but she has people she works with, investors that want to, that she can network with.
Hey, so listen, I'm skipping all that. I'm here for you. Yeah. I know how to buy it. I'm vetted. Let's see if we can do a number, but like the wholesaling game, like, so if she does that, then I don't trash talk the realtor, but then you're gonna have to pay the realtor fees.
Yeah.
And all like they are going to pay the fees.
Exactly.
And you know, sometimes I start them to like, you know, this nightmare MLS lawsuit going on, like who's the buyer, who's the seller fees. And like,
there you go.
Listen, if you want simplicity, I'm your guy. Like, if you want to do it that way, then like, I get it. I'm not a real estate agent. I'm looking to buy it. If you're looking to list it and you know, it needs a cash buyer, I just think you're taking an extra step that might not be necessary.
Exactly.
Can we talk? Because the last thing you want to do is get in it. Like they want to list it for this number and you want to buy it. There could, you know how that game works. It's ridiculous. It's going to be a 20 to 25% difference by the time they're said and done.
Yeah.
Because you know the agent's going to put a ridiculous number on it. And by the time they're done with inspections and net numbers and their counter, it's going to be much closer to your offer.
Yeah. Would you still go on the appointment if they're saying
that? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
And remember, you want to use the first and last technique. They call us the Ricky Bobby technique. So you ever seen Talladega Night?
No, I haven't.
Okay. It's a good comedy with Will Ferrell, but he's like, he used to tell his kids, either you're first or you're last.
Yeah.
That means you should try to be the first one to look at it and the last one to look at the property. So find out when all the other appointments are, go first and be the last. Because if you can make the impression first and the impression at the end, you have the best odds at getting the best deals. That's how I do these deals when I do it. And don't trash talk the agent, because they're full. They're going to trash talk you.
Yeah.
And go, listen, I have nothing but respect for anyone who wants to help you out. And you just got to find a way. Just let her know. I want to give the best. I want the best for you. Like, I get it. This is a tough situation. And you have to build the best relationship as possible. But
exactly.
The difference between listing a property and selling a property is like night and day on these types of deals. They don't belong on MLS, and you know that.
Yeah.
And I go, listen, I want the least amount of pain for you. But at the end of the day, it's your choice. And so I go, listen, just do me the fair, find out when the other appointments are, or just set an automatic follow-up after the last one. So if you see her like the day before, I assume this is local.
Yeah. She said, she wants someone to come in Wednesday. So she said, call me Thursday.
Yeah. So find out, hey, listen, I don't want to overstep the boundaries. When are you meeting with those other agents? See if she'll give you the information.
Yeah.
And then just try to set up, like, if you know the last appointment's on 4 o'clock on Thursday, show up at like 5. I'm telling you, man, the first and last, it does wonders, because you make an impression, you set up the credentials, like the criteria, and then you have a chance to counter and close. Because here's what she's going to do. She's going to tell you everything they said.
Yeah.
And now you're going to have the ability to counter it. And like, all I try to do is focus on what their needs are. If you can find out what's most important to your seller and deliver, you got a great shot. Listen, you're not going to get 100% on these deals, but you might as well go and just give it a shot, right?
Yeah. So you're saying try to set up a second appointment after all the other appointments.
Yeah. Or just show up, just say, listen, I was in the neighborhood. Uh-huh. Or like, is the property vacant?
Yeah, it's vacant. Yeah. Cause it's like, there's a bad, bad smell because someone died in it. Okay. So like,
so no, try to find out when the last realtor appointment is, even if it's another wholesaler, I do this. And then just as that car's pulling up, go, hey, I was in the neighborhood. And that's what I do when I do that. Like, find out when she's going to be at the property, or if she's at the property every Friday.
Yeah.
Dude, she needs your help. Like, you are prime for this. These are my favorite deals to do. But here's what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to find out what is the single most important thing to do to her. Now, I know price is a consideration, but if price was the sole consideration, she wouldn't be talking to you.
No, yeah.
Period. Okay. Mm-hmm. You can always get more. The question is how much more crap you want to go through. And the reality is that last 10 to 15%, which the realtors are going to hype up, it is the hardest part of the money to get. As you go higher in price, the more challenges come: inspections, contingencies, counters, reductions, BS. You know how it goes.
Yeah.
So why don't we just find a number that works for both of us? And I'll cut all the drama on it, and I'll close it on the day of your choice. And I will do exactly what you need if we agree on terms. And that's it. And she might not agree on terms, but you got a shot if she's talking to you. And I love that you reached out and cold call her, because it is the best way to do it. Just do me a favor. Don't trash talk to realtors and start anticipating some of the counterpoints. Go with her first. If you've already gone, just try to tie in that last appointment. Just be creative. This is the part of the wholesalers. We have you think outside the box.
Yeah.
And I want everybody to understand that. You got to think outside the box as a wholesaler. If four people are going to line up and go there, be the first one and be the last one. The first one's easy. The last one, you're going to have to be super creative.
Yeah.
Now, when they live in the property, it's really easy to do this. I get it with a probate. This is the best way to do it.
Yeah.
And go, listen, I'll close it on your terms and use the marketing tactic I teach you. Mm-hmm. What if I showed you how you can sell this property before the probate's done?
Yeah.
Save you tons of money and time and everything like that.
Yeah. I told her that, and she's like, yeah, I just got approved from the court, so we're good to go.
Okay.
So yeah, let's keep doing it.
First and last, just give it a shot, man. Yeah. You are the right person for this. These are ideal. This is not like a wish list. Go in there, because you're completely counter. If she wants convenience and she doesn't want to be embarrassed and stuff like that,
yeah,
she just sells you the property as the realtors. I guarantee the realtor is going to tell her to clean the property up.
Yeah.
So don't, you got it, man. Go get it.
Yeah. Okay. And then one last thing, when the seller wants like no, like defer differently, when a seller wants like no assignability, should we double close that?
It just depends on the price you're getting on it. So she made that an issue?
Yeah, she's saying yeah, no assignability. And
where is she getting that info? Why is she doing that? Do you know?
Because she said she wanted me to send what an agreement would look like. So I sent her a plain agreement. Uh-huh. And I guess she might have showed it to her, like her realtor friend or something. And yeah.
Yeah. So what type of agreement did you send her?
Just the flip with Rick one where it says that.
So listen, I want you to understand when you're ever dealing with realtors and probate, I want you to send your state approved realtor bar approved contract. Why? Because they give it to their realtor friends. They give it to the lawyers. They go, oh, you've got an investor. Watch out. He's going to try to assign it on you. If you send them a regular contract, the realtor is like, oh, okay, that's a regular contract. They don't say a damn word. And by the way, that contract can say whatever you want it to do, just like my contracts. I'm just telling you, I like the two-page contract because we cut to the chase, right?
Yeah, of course.
So I'm going to tell her, I go, what I'm going to do is use this, I'm going to use the state-approved contract. And that way, if you have to run it by a lawyer or like another realtor, but you already have realtors trash talking you behind your back.
Yeah, that's, of course.
The assignability is so stupid. People don't understand. Like you can assign a contract, but you can't, like you can assign a contract, but not be able to get out of it. And the reason you explain it is sometimes I depends on how much work I need to do with the house. Sometimes we buy and hold it as a rental. Sometimes I have to put a ton of money into it. I bring my cash partner in. And the only reason we do that is I don't know which company we're going to take final title to it. It has no effect on you at all. And you just got to explain it to them comfortably and they're usually okay with it. But realtors, I busted you. You can't assign it. I busted you. It's so stupid because that's what they're taught in realtor school. So explain it to them. Go, listen, I'm just telling you the assignability clause. I'm fine with it. I'll use the same contract as the other realtors do. And worst case scenario, you can do a double closing.
Yeah.
But like nine times out of 10, when you put, so in the realtor and the state approved contracts, there's like a tiny little section. You got to check a box. Realtors never, like they never even look at it. So actually I find it easier in probates to get the state approved contract through than the flip with Rick contract. And you'll learn that in the future.
Yeah. Okay. And and then I emailed you about the flip with Rick plus. I was just seeing if you got it.
Yeah. I got to look at it. So I'll send you an email back and explain what's going on with it. Okay.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Thank just you, Rick. Use these tactics. Like I love deals like this. I mean, you got like a 50-50 shot. So remember, don't trash talk the realtors because it ain't going to get you anywhere.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me know how it works out.
All right. Thank you, Rick.
Okay. See you. Okay. So guys, listen, they're actually really, really good lives today because I thought they were like really good comments. So, listen, if you guys are brand new to wholesaling, make sure you do me a favor and go over to, let me put it up on the screen here so we make it super clear for you. If you're new to wholesaling or you just need help and you want to know actually how to do this and you want me and my son's combined experience of 27 years together, not only we teach you how to do your first deal, we teach you how to get you your first 100 grand. And here's the shocker. I do it 100% free. Why? Because I want to earn your trust. And most importantly, I want to do JV deals with you. So if you guys want to do that and you want to get into Flip with Rick Plus for free, you can actually do a JV deal. I have always access to do everything with me and Zach for free. You've got to put in the work. So if you're new, make sure I'm pointing it right down here, freewholesaling.com. And as usual, if you enjoyed today's content, make sure you smash that like button. And guys, if you want to hear more videos on how to do cold calling for wholesaling on FSBOs, on Zillow, Trulio, Redfin, everything else, make sure you are subscribed to this channel, the Rick In channel. You guys can always check me out on Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern on Flip with Rick. Me and Zach go there and we work together. We have a business together of wholesaling. We love doing this. I'm obsessed with wholesaling. You guys know I've been here 20 years plus. I ain't going anywhere. You guys know Zach's around for the long haul. Check out Zach's channel too on zachgann.com. Make sure you subscribe to this channel. The best way you can pay me back. Guys, go out there and get deals. Remember, we're looking for motivated sellers on wholesale deals. Go out there, man. You deserve it. Your family deserves it. I believe in you. I know you can do it. I will see you later in the week, guys. See ya.